So if our mind is telling a particular story and we consult a friend, that friend's mind is also telling the same story.
Then what to do?
Yes. Actually, that is what is called as the mob mentality. The mob mentality, sometimes people, and they lynch someone. And as a mob, people do things which they will never do individually. But because the mob frenzy comes up. So that's why when I said that we should consult someone, actually that person whom we consult should be a trustworthy person, a person who is spiritually mature, who is emotionally steady. So otherwise, that is, psychologists call this as a consensus reality illusion. That means by consensus, we accept the illusion to be a reality. And because we all think it is real, so we accept it to be real. So that if we are by nature very fearful or anxiety prone, then while in anxiety to go to another anxiety prone person is the worst thing we can do. It's like I have a drinking problem. And while solving a to ask how to solve a drinking problem, I go to alcoholic. They say, how to solve it? Just drink.
So
we have nothing against that devotee, against even a devotee or a friend who is of that nature. But you have to understand that at this particular point, this person can't be of help to me. So that capacity to discern definitely is required. And over a period of time, we also observe which person is what. This person has this nature, this person has this nature. And that way we can know for what thing whom to consult. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yes, bro.